This is the Ash'ar of Arif Billah Hazrat Aqdas Hazrat Ma'ana Shah Haki Muhammad Aqdas Sahib Nawarallahu Marqadahu. The title is Jalsa-e Qurb-e Muhabbat.
Mahabbat mein kabhi aisa zamana bhi guzarta hai. Mahabbat mein kabhi aisa zamana bhi guzarta hai. Zubaan khamosh rehti hai magar dil rota rehta hai. Zubaan khamosh rehti hai magar dil rota rehta hai. Agar chehra hai taqwa mein hazaron gham bhi aate hain. Agar chehra hai taqwa mein hazaron gham bhi aate hain. Magar jo aashiq-e sadiq hai gham ko sehta rehta hai. Magar jo aashiq-e sadiq hai gham ko sehta rehta hai. Sina ishq-e majazi ka ye kaisa hai, are toba. Sina ishq-e majazi ka ye kaisa hai, are toba. Ke aashiq roke rehte hain sanam khud sota rehta hai. Ke aashiq roke rehte hain sanam khud sota rehta hai. Khata ki agar aayi hai daman par zara siyahi. Khata ki agar aayi hai daman par zara siyahi to apne aansu se ishq isko dota rehta hai. To apne aansu se ishq isko dota rehta hai. Mahabbat mein kabhi aisa zamana bhi guzarta hai. Zubaan khamosh rehti hai magar dil rota rehta hai. Gunahgaron ki mat tahqeer kar ae zahid nada. Gunahgaron ki mat tahqeer kar ae zahid nada. Ke unki aazari par फलक भी रोता रहता है. के उनकी आहुजारी पर फलक भी रोता रहता है. बदर से मुश्किल काल जो दर्द दिल हुआ हासिल. بس دل میں کھجے کامل جدل جديد هو حاصل تو دل پر چل سیطر بے محبت ہو ترہ چاہے تو دل پر چل سیطر بے محبت ہو ترہ چاہے جو غیروں پر فدا کرتا ہے اپنے قلب جا اختر جو غیروں پر فدا کرتا ہے اپنے قلب جا اختر وجرم بے وفائی حق سے وہ محروم رہتا ہے بجرم بے وفائی حق سے وہ محروم رہتا ہے محبت میں کبھی ایسا زمانہ بھی گزرتا ہے زبان خاموش رہتی ہے مگر دل رہتا رہتا ہے
بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم بسم اللہ والصلاة والسلام على رسول اللہ اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد جلسة قرب محبت a gathering where one perceives the closeness of the love of Almighty Allah حضرت شاہ حکی محمد اختر صاحب رحمه الله رحمة واسعة says محبت میں کبھی ایسا زمانہ بھی گزرتا ہے that sometimes in love a person will find such an occasion. May Allah Tabarakala bless us all with this. Zaba khamosh rehti hai, magar dil rota rehta hai. The person's tongue becomes quiet. Now there is nothing that he is saying, there is nothing that he is speaking. He is sitting very, very quiet, but his heart is crying in the love of Almighty Allah. It is either crying because of what he feels, how many years have passed, how much I have done against the commands of Allah, but how many years have passed, but that my Allah has never forsaken me. My Allah has never forgotten me. My Allah has continued giving me. And my Allah continues calling me. So he just sits and his heart starts crying. He feels too shy to say anything also, because he has gone so far. So sometimes in love, even that time passes. But the heart now just starts crying and crying. اگر شعراج تقوى میں ہزاروں غم بھی آتے ہیں مگر جو عاشق صادق ہے غم کو سہتا رہتا ہے. Sometimes his heart is crying because that person has a unique feeling towards haram, but he's just holding himself. Then also the heart starts crying. Regarding that, Hazrat Shah Haki Muhammad Akhtar Sahib says that even though in the walk, in the path of love, even though in the path of taqwa, you will find 1,000 pains, 1,000 pricks, 1,000 thorns, every now and then you have to stop, you have to hold yourself, you have to control. He says, but that lover who is really true in his love of Allah, غم کو سہتا رہتا ہے. Somehow or the other, he just controls it, he controls it. I just have to make it to a destination which is called death. The day I find that destination, then everything will open up. But it is just still there. How many a person says that I'm holding myself, curbing, stopping my desire. And then they ask that when will this desire stop? But when the desire stops, the game becomes easy. Hazrat Maulana Yunus Patel Sahib, Rahimullah, used to say so many times, he used to quote the ash'ar of our akabir, that the wrestle between this nafs will be till death. Sometimes this nafs will win the battle, sometimes you're going to win. See, we're just going to carry on fighting. So to win against the nafs is not in our power. But to fight against the nafs is in our power. To win against the nafs is not our power. That we will beg Allah, let me defeat nafs. But to fight against nafs. And in that fight there is a struggle. In that struggle,
The one that he is looking at that match is Almighty Allah. It is that fight in which is our victory. Defeating the nafs that is in the karam and the fadal of Allah. When Allah allows us and we knock that nafs down, the world becomes so easy for us. But the fight of that nafs is the sign of a lover. That for the love of the one he loves, he's ready to go into the battlefield. With a great sahabi radiallahu anhu, when they caught him, and now he was going to be martyred. So they put him up and he said one poem which Imam Bukhari rahimullah narrated. He said, وَلَسْتُ أُبَالِي حِينَ أُقْتَلُ مُسْلِمًا. That as long as I know that I am dying in a condition that I submitted to Allah, that it makes no difference to me whether I die on this side or I die on that side. فَأَيِّ جَنْبٍ كَانَ لِلَّهِ مَسْرَعِي. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us all with this. This fight with the nafs, this control till the ending. سِلَا عِشْكَ مَجَازِيكَ يَكَيْسَ هِي أَرَيْ تُوبَى. And Hazrat says that it is a match, it is a game. But in the struggle, every second Almighty Allah's special gaze falls on the person who's struggling. And then you come to another love which is called a love of the things which are trivial. A false love. A love of a girl. A love of a friend. A love of the thing of the world. They also, there's a struggle. There's a struggle to get the message across. There's a struggle to get a meeting. There's a struggle not to get caught. There's a lot of struggle. He says, but how filthy or how evil or how meager is that payment which a man gets who falls into this love, which is called a false love. Ke aashiq rote rehte hai, magar sanam ko chota rehta hai. That here the lover, he's still crying. But the one that he is crying for is fast asleep. But the Almighty Allah is where the lover also has to cry. But on every tear of his, on every tear is the gaze of Almighty Allah. On every hour of his is the gaze of Allah. Ulama have mentioned that sometimes there will be an hour that will come out in the sleep also. That man himself never heard that hour. But a day will come when Almighty Allah will reveal to him that even that hour was heard of him. Even that hour. But when it comes to majazi ishq, a false love, may Allah protect us all from it. In there, no matter how much we cry, the one that we crying for, even if they know, they're not bothered. Even if they know, they're not bothered. خطاؤں کی اگر آئی ہے دامن پر ذرا سیاہی تو اپنے آنسوؤں سے عشق اس کو دھوتا رہتا ہے. In the path of love, there will be times when you will make errors, you will make mistakes, you will fall. But عشق is such a unique thing. Hazrat says, if because of your sins and errors, on your dhaman, on your kurta, on your cloth, comes that black spot, he says, then don't worry, in the spark there is something called tears. He said, with your tears, like how water is used to wash away dirt, he says, with your tears, wash away that dirt also. Unique is the tear in the path of love, the love of Allah. But the tear in the path of false love, no matter how much you cry, nothing gets wiped away. But in the path of Allah, one tear. Gunahgaron ki mat tahqeer kar e zahide nada. So unique is the path of love, the love of Almighty Allah. That the one who's truthful is a truthful person. But for the one who's failing, the one who's trying and falling, Hazrat says, so unique is the path that the one who is a sinner in your eyes, never ever look down on him. Ke unki aa wazari par falak bhi rota rehta hai. That when that person just says one ah, that oh Allah, I'm sorry, he says even the heavens start crying after that. Unique is the love of Allah. بَفَيْضِ مُرْشِدِ كَامِلْ جَ دَرْدِ دِلْ هُوَا حَافِلْ تُ دِلْ فَرْ جَلْسَئِ قُرُبِ مَحَبَّتْ هُوَتَ رَحْتَا هَي. He says, in the barakah, in the blessing of a perfect guide, and the guide, the saints, the friends of Almighty Allah, through their blessings, a feeling has been created in the heart. It is called a feeling of pain. But more, it is a feeling of the love of Almighty Allah. But in that love, there is that pain. He says, the pain of the heart that has now been attained because of the blessings of a perfect guide. To dil par jalsa e qurbe mahabbat. He says, now in my heart, I am finding the gathering of the closeness of the love of Almighty Allah taking place in that heart. Now there's no need for me to be in a big gathering where everyone is dancing, talking, singing. He says, I have it, everything in my heart. جو غیروں پر فدا کرتا ہے اپنے قلب و جاہ اختر. حضرت شاہ حکیم محمد اختر صاحب then end. He says, when the spark of love is so unique, now that person who goes and he sacrifices his heart and he sacrifices his love on anything besides Almighty Allah, may Allah save us all from doing such a thing. But جرم بے وفائی حق سے, he has done a crime. He has been unfaithful to Almighty Allah. Because of the crime of his unfaithfulness to Almighty Allah, وَمَحْرُوم حَقْ سے وہ مَحْرُوم رہتا ہے. He will never find Almighty Allah who is the absolute truth. بَجُرْمِ بے وَفَائِ, because of his unfaithfulness. Normally in a marriage, one party is unfaithful, the entire thing collapses. And he will be told, because you are unfaithful, you are now separated from your wife. He says, بَجُرْمِ بِي وَفَائِ, because of being so unfaithful that he sacrificed his heart on everything besides Allah. حَقْ سے وہ محروم رہتا ہے, that man is not finding his Allah. May Allah تبارکلہ save us all from being محروم. We have made many sins, but in the path of love, even one tear makes man go very, very far. May Allah تبارکلہ pull us all of this path.
الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد, فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم, بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين. Before we carry on, just a little reminder for us all that we are in these blessed days of Ashur-e-Hurum, the sacred month. We shouldn't forget that. And during this month, that is Dhul-Qa'dah, which we are in, next month Dhul-Hijjah, which is very famous, then Muharram, and the month of Rajab has passed. The next month of Rajab will be coming later. But these are very sacred months. And during this month, any good that we do, the reward of it is multiplied also tremendously. So we should try and exert ourselves, try and do as much good as we can. And especially the Fridays that come, which is even more. And then when the 10 days of Dhul-Hijjah will come, which is not far away now, about 1.5 weeks or so, when the month of Dhul-Hijjah will come, the first 10 days are extremely valuable. And also the next 2 days, which include the days of Qurbani, the ibadat of Qurbani is so great. During the 9 days, the ibadat of the third kalima, fourth kalima is extremely valuable. So we should try and see that we try and do all as much good as we can. And ulama have written, the greatest good is to stay away from haram. And especially during this month also, or any other which are special times, like the month of Ramadan, etc., then to commit sin, the sin is also multiplied. It's just like in time also, in the special times, good deeds are multiplied, sins are also multiplied. The same way, places also. Where if we are in the haram of Makkah, for example, or in Makkah Sharif, we commit a sin, the sin is also very great. The same way in a masjid, if we commit a sin, so every sacred place also, time also, we should be very careful that we do not commit any sins. And to stay away from sin, it comes in the Hadith Sharif also, اتَّقِ الْمَحَارِمِ تَكُنْ أَعْبَدَ النَّاسِ, stay away from haram and you will be the one who will be counted as the one who made the greatest ibadat. And our Shaykh Rahimahullah, Allah reward Hazrat very greatly, in his very beautiful, unique ways, he should say, there is no boss in the world who will tell his workers, don't work, and if you don't work, I'll give you more wages than those who are working. No boss you can find like that. So Hazrat says, it's only Allah who can say that. That to commit sin is also a work. Whatever sin, you are doing something. So Allah says, don't commit that sin, and I'll give you more than what the people who are making my ibadat, who are working, and they are making my ibadat, I'll give you more than them also. So after, in one sense, after our faraiz, wajibat, sunnat, muakkada, the greatest ibadat is to stay away from sin. And in fact, it's not really after our faraiz, wajibat and sunnat muakkada, because even if that we don't do, that is also a sin. Mm-hmm. To make namaz is an ibadat, but we don't make faraz namaz, that is also a sin, a very big sin. So to stay away from sin is the basic thing. So we should try our best that we stay away from all types of sin, especially during the sacred times, sacred places. We should even take more caution and be more careful that we give up all types of sin. And in there also, we should try and remove the veil that is over our minds and over our hearts. Many times, like Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali writes, that a person reads the Quran Sharif, he's convinced I'm doing an act of great ibadat. But in the reading of the Quran Sharif, he's taking the curses of the Quran. For example, he's a liar himself, and he reads, Ala la'natullahi ala al-kazibin. That sin is now, he doesn't realize I'm in that sin. And many other things like that also, that a person, he doesn't realize that he's in sin. So we should make dua that Allah removes this veil which is over our minds and our hearts, and we realize our sin, our folly. It comes also in the Hadith Sharif that very blessed and fortunate is that person whose eyes falls on his own sins, and then automatically he becomes blind to the sins of others. To the faults of others, he becomes blind. And until a person's eyes don't fall on his own sins, his eyes are always open to the wrongs and faults of others. That is also a way to gauge whether our eyes are falling on our own wrongs and weaknesses, or whether if we feel that we are always finding fault with other people, it means our eyes haven't opened to our own faults. Because as soon as our eyes will open to our own faults, and everyone has got so many that he'll have no time. He'll be, even if he sees a fault, he'll just, oh, I'm even much worse than that. I'm worse than that person. So he won't take it, he won't think about it also, forget talking about it, etc. So Allah open our eyes and remove this parda, this veil which is over our minds and over our hearts. One common thing which many of us are, we find ourselves in, and that is about wasawis, about stray thoughts, various types of thoughts. And this happens a lot to us, whether we are in namaz, the thoughts just start moving away, they are not harnessed, they are not gagged, they just move away. Sometimes it is just all other different types of thoughts, whatever it might be. A person is in namaz, making tilawat, sometimes even dua, and the thoughts are gone away somewhere. So the one is just stray thoughts. The other is thoughts that come, for example, of our past sins. And they also, many times, many a person is overtaken by them. And then he feels very guilty also, and he's just involved in that all the time. Or sometimes a person, the thoughts that come are of committing gunas. That a person thinks of committing various types of gunas. And sometimes that also comes even in namaz. Even when we are reading Quran, shaitan, nafs are there, and they bring this thought of committing some guna, etc. Or fears that come to a person. This can happen, that can happen, and a person many times is caught up in that also. And sometimes it overtakes him, obsesses him, that this can happen, that can happen, and the times that we are living in and what we are hearing all the time, and many a person thinks that what can happen to me, my family, etc., all that. Sometimes even the thoughts come of what will happen in Akhirat, how my maut will come, how my life in the qabr will be, etc. So all these various thoughts come to a person. And we have to try and free ourselves from this. That all this, especially the wrong thoughts, evil thoughts, thinking bad and low about people, fantasizing, etc., say making schemes of guna, etc., all that we have to rid ourselves of. And as it appears that this also is becoming quite common, and many of us are caught up with this somehow or the other, somewhere or the other. The basic solution which all our akabir give is to ignore it. All this, whatever stray thoughts, this other thoughts that come, just ignore them. But we know that that is not easy also. It is possible when that is the solution, but it is not easy. The thoughts just come back again and come back again and come back again. So we should try, as far as it is humanly possible, that we try and ignore them. And beautiful examples are given of this, that this thought, the more we pay attention to them, the more they come to us. And we ignore them, they go away. One beautiful example is given of a person who's walking on the road and a little dog starts barking at him. If he pays attention to the dog, then the dog comes more and barks more. And you don't pay attention, it also just goes away. One little anecdote, but there is great lesson in it, of one Juha, who was a jester, joker. He had a fruit tree in the front of his house. And he wanted children to come and eat of the fruit. But whenever they would come, then he would go rushing out of his house, chasing them away. So when somebody told him that you want them to eat, and when they come, why do you chase them away? So he says the psychology of the child's mind works such, if I don't chase them away, they won't come again. But when I chase them, they enjoy that. And then when they just see me coming out, then they go shouting, screaming, and they run away. And after a little while, they come back again. So this is how these thoughts are also. We pay attention to them, they come more and more, and they will increase. But we don't pay attention to them, they will go away. Now this thought that we have, that the thoughts just keep on coming back. So the solution to that is that when we try and we give them up, and then slowly, slowly we will see that it will drop by 10%, then 20%, then more. Hopefully the day will come when it will be finished completely. The example of that is, which our Shaykh Rahimullah should give, that a person who is committing gunas, for example, and one simple way of coming out of gunas, Hazrat used to say, just start making tawbah and istighfar. Even just the word, though that is not the reality of tawbah and istighfar, but that word also has got great value. And that words also, or in our deen, words also have got great value. An example of that is, which Maulana Muhammad Umar Sahib Palanpuri Rahmatullah Ali used to give. He says that, for example, a person has read up, he knows that an atomic bomb can do so much of harm. So he starts reading a tasbih of 100 times of atomic bomb, and nothing happens. A fly sitting on his nose, the fly also is not flying. He says, but they say it has so much of power. So he says, this thing's got no power. But in our deen, even just the words have got power. For example, just the word shaitan, if there is somebody who reads a tasbih of 100 times shaitan, how wrong also it will be, and what will he get? But when he reads in the Quran Sharif, inna shaitana, لَكُمْ عَدُوٌ مُبِينٌ. Shaitan now, with the five letters, 50 thawabs you will get. by reading the word shaitan in the Quran Sharif. When it's connected with deen, now it's got value. The same way, if somebody won't keep the children's name, Haman, Qarun, Fir'aun, but when you read that in the Quran Sharif, for every letter, you are getting 10 sawabs minimum. So like that, Tawbah Istighfar, just the words of it also have got value. The reality of it is something else. And from that we can understand that what great value must be in the reality of it. Like one great buzurg, somebody came to him and told him, I haven't got children, make dua Allah, give me children. He said, make Tawbah Istighfar. Another one person came, I'm poor, I haven't got money. He told him, make Tawbah Istighfar. Another person came, he told that there are droughts, etc., no rains. He told him, make Tawbah Istighfar. Different people with different complaints, and just one medicine for all. So the person who was with him, his khadim, he said, Hazrat, all came with different problems, and for everyone, one medicine, one solution. He said, in the Quran Sharif, Allah says, Tubu ilallahi wastaghfiru. Make Tawbah, make Istighfar. And Allah Ta'ala will send the rains. Allah will give you children. Allah will give you wealth. So Tawbah Istighfar is extremely valuable. So Hazrat used to say that if you make Tawbah and Istighfar, if you are making 500 gunas a day, you will see they will drop soon to 300, 200, 100. So this is an easy way for many of us. Just start reading our tasbih of Tawbah and Istighfar. Hazrat also should explain that is like putting the seed in the ground. And when you put the seed in the ground, nothing happens immediately, but eventually a tree will grow. Tree will bear 500 mangoes every year, 1,000, 2,000 mangoes every year. And for how many years it was just the seed at the beginning. So the words of Tawbah and Istighfar is just the seed. And we carry on, we are now nurturing it, watering it, looking after it. Inshallah, the tree of Tawbah and Istighfar will grow. And then Thamarate Istighfar, the fruit of Istighfar and Tawbah will also come. So by making the Tawbah Istighfar, the gunas become less. Like this, the thoughts that come. And we just start now, we bring our thoughts. One is that level and stage. Thoughts come and we're not worried. They just carry on. But now we start bringing them back. And slowly, slowly more, very soon. We had one friend one time in Ramadan Sharif here. Very happily he came to me. He said, today first time I may manage to make 2 rakats of namaz and my thoughts did not go away one bit. Otherwise, it's to make even just 2 rakats of namaz that our thoughts don't go away is not easy. And one is our condition of namaz, that we don't have any thought of namaz. One is even that condition, even when we make salam, we don't realize I was in namaz. But when we start becoming conscious, then slowly, slowly, we will at least at the end of namaz feel guilty. I hardly thought, what kind of a namaz I made. And then as we carry on, slowly, slowly more, 5%, 10, 20, 30, 40%, our thoughts will come and they will be in namaz. So then this will grow more and more. So to control the thoughts, start with that. And inshallah they will come under control. And we will be able to control them. So all the thoughts, whichever they are, the greatest solution is to ignore them. One beautiful muraqabah is also taught that when with the thoughts come in us, that we speak to Allah Ta'ala. And we tell Allah Ta'ala, my heart is so small. It is said like the fist of our hand, so big is everyone's heart. His own fist, that is the size of his heart. So in the small heart compared to the whole body, the whole world's thoughts come. And the thoughts of how many centuries before, and the thoughts of how many centuries in front. What thought, Ya Allah, what is your great qudrat that in my small heart and this, that the thoughts of the world come into my heart. The thoughts of things of the past, of the future, how much. So with the thoughts you used it to fuel your marifat of Allah. So when Shaitan will see that, and nafs will see that, that what fuel he gave you to go away from Allah, you are using that fuel to get closer to Allah. So he will just retract also. It is like the example is given, a person, father gives you money in order that you, he tells his son, go to the casino, go to some other haram place, go and do this haram. But the son uses that money to go to the masjid. The son uses that money to go to the to go in jamaat, etc. Good work he uses it for. Then if that father was of that type of a person, he will stop giving his son the money. I'm giving you to go to wrong places. Where I'm telling you to go, you must go. But you are using it. So like that, Shaitan, who is our chief enemy, he is fueling us, giving us this, that we must go away from Allah. But we're using that very same to go to Allah. So he will also stop. The thoughts will stop coming. So that is also a wonderful muraqabah. And then ulama have written various, these are a few practical things that we do in order to save ourselves from these wasawis, whichever category they may be. And then a few other practical things which to aid us, to assist it, is one to read A'udhu Billahi Minash Shaitanir Rajeem. This is extremely powerful also. And our Shaykh gives us beautiful example that if you go and visit some person, a very wealthy person of standing, etc., and that person has got his security, and for his security he has kept some dog, and a very big, very, very ferocious type of dog. Now when you go there and you want to get into the house, but the dog is there, and you try and fight the dog will overpower you and he'll tear you to pieces also. He's such a terrible dog, like a wolf breed of a dog he is. He'll tear you to pieces. So the easy way is, you phone the owner, or you ring the bell, or you take a stone and throw it on his roof, draw his attention. When he will see you have come, and my friend has come, my friend wants to come and visit me. So while the dog is there also, now the dog won't touch you at all. And if he just makes a sign to the dog, go away. The dog will walk away, but it stayed between its legs and walk to the back. It won't harm you. So this is A'udhu Billahi Minash Shaitanir Rajeem. Shaitanir Rajeem, so to say, is the dog of Allah. Allah doesn't need security and protection, but he stops people from going to Allah. He blocks people from going to Allah. So you ask Allah, Ya Allah, you just tell him to go out of my way. One sign from Allah, one little ishara from Allah, and Shaitan, who not only with his tail between his legs, completely humiliated, he will go away. So we read, A'udhu Billahi Minash Shaitanir Rajeem. According to the occasion, read it one time, three times, seven times, 10 times, and inshallah it will help tremendously. The other to read, when the thoughts come, whether it is when we are going to bed, the thoughts come. When we are about to sleep, now all types of thoughts come, and they don't allow us to sleep also. They rob us of our sleep also. And we just can't seem to fall asleep. All these funny thoughts are coming now. So the one is A'udhu Billahi Minash Shaitanir Rajeem. Other is Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Bismillah has got fantastic powers. Allah reward ulama, great, great ulama have written books and books on Bismillah. What the great virtues, benefits of Bismillah is. But unfortunately, we don't take it for granted. We don't take it as anything. In our eyes, really, Bismillah seems to have no value. Whereas it is so valuable. So when great, great ulama who are of that caliber that they will write on intricate masail, whether it is of fiqh, that is also some masail, our mind just don't work. We can't even read two lines. It makes no sense to us. We can't. And when they write on aqaid, then our mind doesn't work at all. Such great ulama, they wrote on fazail of Bismillah. and what the value and power of Bismillah is. But unfortunately for us, it doesn't have that value. So Bismillah, in the name of Allah, who is Rahman, who is Rahim. And everything is happening by the Rahmat and the Rahmaniyat of Allah. Allah is Rahman, Allah is Rahim, and in the name of Allah. So this is also very powerful. Then another which is very, very, also read it one time, three times, seven times, 10 times according to the occasion. Another thing which is extremely valuable, La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. This is also a very, very powerful weapon that Allah Ta'ala has given us. A very strong defense. If we have to say, more than any security which we can put around our house, we can have security guards for ourselves, more stronger than that, without exaggeration, is La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. It is so strong. But again, La hawla, we will use it. If we see a pig, for example, La hawla wa la quwwata. Or some woman who is not dressed appropriately, La hawla wa la quwwata. But La hawla wa la quwwata has got extreme power. May Allah bless us all to have this reality, and that it not be only words on our tongue, and not only sounds on our ears, but may Allah in His mercy open the reality upon us, that what is La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. One explanation our Shaykh rahimahullah gave, La hawla amma asiyatillah. There is no turning away from guna. Wa la quwwata ala ta'atillah. And there is no power and strength to do good on the obedience of Allah Ta'ala, illa billah, but by Allah Ta'ala. And when a person reads this, La hawla, then Allah Ta'ala's ismat, Allah's protection comes on that person. And when he reads, Wa la quwwata, Allah's awn, Allah's help comes to that person to do the good. To stay away from evil, Allah's protection comes on that person. Now even if he wants to do wrong, he was going to a casino, for example, Allah puts His protection on him. He gets a puncture on the way. Now his whole program is distorted. That puncture he will look at it in a negative sense, but it was the fazl of Allah put His protection on him. And La quwwata, you are going to namaz and your car broke down, you got a puncture. But now a friend will come and he will take you. And you will go for namaz. Allah will put His help with you. So this La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah is also extremely valuable and very, very strong. So that also we should try and read one time, three, five, three, seven, 10 times according to the occasion. Another which has a very, all and these are so simple and which we all know. Another very powerful formula is Amantu billahi wa rusulihi. I brought iman on Allah and on all His rasuls. Wa rusulihi, all His rasuls I brought iman. In one sense, this is like a person who is fasting and somebody picks an argument with him, fights with him, or does want to do something bad. He should tell himself, I'm a person who's fasting. So I'm not getting involved in any arguments and any fights or anything. So here also, whenever these wasawis come, then just think that I'm a person who have brought iman on Allah and on all the rasuls my iman. Where am me and entertaining this evil thoughts? There is no question about it. I'm a person of that caliber, that I brought iman on Allah and His rasul. Like we tell somebody, you're wearing topi and you did this. You got a beard and you doing this. So tell yourself, you got iman on Allah and all His rasuls. And you thinking just filthy things here. You fantasizing. You thinking low about people. You thinking about your gunas. Whereas you should be thinking of Allah Ta'ala. So much so, it is said of Rabia Basariya, rahimahullah, that somebody asked her, how is it to curse shaitan? Which is shaitan is mal'un, we curse him. She said, I prefer in that time to praise Allah. Even why you don't think of your gunas also. Think of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. Praise Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. All good. In the same light also, we know there's a lot of evil, lot of munkar, wrong things happening in the world. Allah protect us all. We are all hearing of Jeddah, the concert and all that. So one is that we curse the people who are doing this. And one is we make hidayat for them, dua of hidayat, that Allah gives them hidayat. For Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made dua for his hidayat. So the person who was coming to slay Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, assassinate him, he became, what a great, great person. Like that, how many others? Hazrat Khalid ibn Walid radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Hazrat Ikrama, Hazrat Hinda radiallahu ta'ala anha, Abu Sufyan, how many others who were the staunch enemies of Islam, by dua, they became the heroes of Islam. And what great heroes even they become. So we use this that for the hidayat of people. So anyway, so amantu billahi wa rusulihi, that I brought iman on Allah and all his rasuls. I'm not getting involved in thinking bad about people, thinking low about people, and fantasizing and thinking about my gunas or anything. I'm that person. Then one other beautiful formula also, which our Shaykh rahimahumullah had taught us. Allahumma ij'al wasawisa qalbi khashyataka wa dhikra. Oh Allah, make the wasawis of my heart. All these funny stray thoughts that I'm getting, whichever category they are in. Oh Allah, you change them into your fear and into your dhikr. You change them that they must be in your fear, that I must fear you. And in your dhikr, it must be changed. Hazrat Maulana Shah Ashraf Ali Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali writes, there are many people who have made sincere tawbah of their gunas, but they put themselves into a prison. They put themselves into difficulty by keep on thinking of that guna and even making tawbah. It's finished, it's forgiven. Yes, when pride comes in you again and you think you're somebody, think of your guna. I'm a person, I was like this. And today I want to act like so big and I'm acting like this. That time think of your guna. But otherwise, your guna is finished and it's by Allah it's forgiven. Of course, Allah doesn't forget, but it is like forgotten also. It isn't there at all. And as we heard in the Ash'ar now, that when a person makes tawbah, sincere tawbah, then nobody has a right to even taunt that person. That you committed this guna, you committed that guna. It is now your guna is a serious crime. When that person, and we don't know who has already made sincere tawbah of his gunas, now to find fault and taunt that person, this is a very big guna on the side of those people. So similarly, our gunas also which we have made tawbah, now remember Allah Ta'ala. Think of the qualities of Allah. Think of the favors of Allah Ta'ala. In this way, inshallah, we can easily save ourselves of these wasawis. And we will work on it, not it's going to happen in one day. Also, our one weakness is we expect that we pick up our hands and before we put them down, the dua must be accepted. And that is our attitude. By Allah, He wants us to cry. He wants us to beg. He wants us to carry on. And sometimes for how long He wants us to carry on. And really it is till maut overtakes a person. That is as long as we have to carry on. When maut will come, then you will be freed of that. So we have to carry on and we should look at reality, especially, and for this we all should be more closer towards deen. That our age of 60, 70, people who have worked out, they say compared to one day of the akhirah, it's not even 2 minutes. So if we have to think that to make sabr and to stay away from all this, just for about 2 minutes, and the akhirah, forever and ever, eternity. And this reality of eternity also, we should think sometimes about it. One beautiful example which Imam Ghazali rahmatullahi alayhi has given to make us understand, and that is also not the, it can't be the actual thing, but to make us understand that if from the ground to the sky, the whole place is filled with bird seed, those small, small little seeds. So how many seeds? And one bird comes and in a million years he takes one seed and goes away. How many million years will be required to finish all that seed? We can't think also. He says more longer than that is Akhirat. Akhirat is forever and ever and ever. So if we think of that, then this little bit of controlling our wasawis, of little bit of trying, of making dua, of endeavoring, we realize it's really nothing whatsoever. And we will realize it in the Akhirat. That at that time, just that little bit. And yeah, what great the rewards and what great the returns are here. So Allah give us tawfiq. These wasawis are plaguing many, many of us, and it seems to be becoming more and more common. So Allah give us the tawfiq to try and ignore them. And ignore them, start little bit, and you will see that you will be able to ignore it more and more and more, until inshallah you will come where you can totally ignore it. Think of it in such a way that it brings you closer to Allah instead of taking you further away. And aid it and support it with these beautiful formulas which are in themselves also actual remedies. And inshallah, Allah Ta'ala will protect us. Allah save us all, inshallah.